back to it on a Thursday. Good to have you here. The Steve Gerber Show. And with Vice President Pence in town for the unity, it shows just how important Michigan is to the Republicans as you look to the midterm elections coming up November the 6th. I mean, for Vice President Pence to roll into town for a, you know, for a get-together on the stage with Bill Schuette and John James and those that prevailed in the Michigan Republican primaries, it shows you just how important it all is. Joining me on the phone, Mark the Mayor from Hudsonville. He was there in attendance and wanted to share his observations. Mr. Mayor, welcome back.
Good to talk this morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good. Always good to have you here. You're a West Michigan guy, so having the Vice President come, obviously that's got to make you feel good about how important West Michigan is. But give me an idea of what your reflections were, what your takeaways were from the Vice President being in town.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here at Hudsonville City Hall. I have a meeting here with MDOT here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about getting a crosswalk in my city. You know, Trump has his wall. I have a crosswalk I'm trying to get in my city to make it a little bit safer. So all politics is local, Steve. Don't kid yourself. But the important thing is the people we elect need to be advocates for the citizens. I was at the Unity event in Grand Rapids last night. I got to tell you, there wasn't a single NRA shirt in the audience, nor was there a pink Madonna hat. The winners and losers all. They're all there. All the primary losers were there. There was a very long standing ovation for all the gracious losers, which have been, you know, Brian Kelly and Dr. Hines and Senator
Colbeck, right?
Colbeck, you know, and their standing ovation was actually longer than what the Vice President got, because I think we recognize that we have to be a unified party moving the country forward. You know, Bill Schuette and John James were on the stage quite a bit with the Vice President. They spoke a lot about the standard bullet points, you know, such as the wall and unemployment and how well the economy is. But, you know, the future can't be the past. We cannot go back to the Obama grain home days. It just can't happen. We can't be satisfied with 1% growth and 15% unemployment in the city. And if the answer to that is we need to be unified Republicans and vote for responsible government. Republican policies work, Steve. Economy and jobs bring dignity and give self-worth back to the citizens and raises everybody's quality of life.
Well, you know, I think you're on the right track here, because I was asking the question here earlier. What is it exactly that the Democrats are objecting to? Do they object to the fact that the stock market is doing so well? Do they object to the fact that unemployment numbers are historically low? Do they object to the fact that there aren't any Korean missiles flying by us at the moment? What exactly do they object to? Do they object to the language and the behavior of the president? Okay, I can accept that. I can see where that would be a turnoff to a lot of folks. But, okay, you don't like the messenger. But the message is America is working and America is winning and the policies are being successful. So I don't understand where the Democrats are objecting. Am I off base?
No, Steve. I mean, at the end of the day, Democrats, Republicans just process the world differently. Democrats process the world about how you feel and about your emotions. Republicans process the world pragmatically and realistically and problem solving. And if you want the world to be a better place, you got to get behind Republicans. If you want to go back to the old days and be full of hate and vitriol, be a Democrat. That's the bottom line. We can't go back to those days, Steve. They were miserable. We both lived through it.
And there you go, and you're right about that. Mark, the Mayor, Mark Northrup from Hudsonville, meeting with MDOT. So you got a big day ahead of you trying to get some infrastructure projects done there. That's happening all over the state. But, Mark, I appreciate you checking in. I do. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. It's Mark, the Mayor, checking in from West Michigan. I got a note here a little bit ago from Les. Les was listening earlier, and here's what he wrote. I'm a retired military, and this morning I heard you discussing with a professor from Florida the needed skills in the workforce. What caught my attention was that in one part of the discussion you talked about not all children should go to college, and then in the next segment you talk about saving for your child's college. Question, are children soft with hands out because their parents make it too easy to attend higher learning? Why not suggest they spend two or more years in the military to find their direction in life? Too many kids drop out of college because they have no discipline or direction. They also could save and pay for their own college. I've seen people in the military get their degrees while in the military. Thank you, Les. Les, I don't disagree with you, and I stand by what I said. I don't think that all kids need to go to college. And as my kids get closer to college, I will explore whether it's a good choice for them. Now, setting aside some money, they might need to go to a trade school because I think that they need some sort of an education. And trade schools, you know, if we end up in a place where they get paid to get trained, that's great. I'll take that money and buy myself a new boat. always need a new boat. But you're right. Are kids too soft these days, Les? Yes. The simple answer is yes, they are. We give too much and expect too little too often. And the kids expect too many things too often without having to give anything. And am I guilty of that sometimes, being too soft as a parent? I am. But work ethic. Work ethic is the thing we need most in America. We need more fathers in the home. We need harder working people. We need people to be accountable. These are some of the tenets of the Gruber doctrine, if you will. More dads to make sure the ship is running right, because too many dads have abdicated their position in the home for a variety of reasons, none of which are adequate to me, for the most part. So if you've abdicated your position as a father, that's not a good place to be. Even if you have divorced your spouse, you need to remain in those kids' lives. You don't just forget about them and move on. It doesn't work that way. You have a responsibility. You need to be accountable to your own children. That's an extremely important thing. You need to work to teach work ethic. You need to teach kids that there's a hard work ethic that pays off. It can't all be given away and be free. So you have to be able to put that into the conversation. And are kids' hands too soft? Of course they are. We have kids that sit on couches. We have kids that sit on couches and look at their devices and do little else. And then expect us to roll in and hand them what they need. Happens too often. And as far as education goes, I do believe that joining the military for a couple of years is a great idea for a whole host of people and for a whole host of reasons. If I could go back in life, I might just join the Coast Guard. Looks like kind of a fun thing, and I believe they get to barrel roll a boat during their training. If they don't, it's pretty good sales pitch to get people in either way. The point being is, there are a variety of ways you can get to be a successful, productive person here in our nation. There's not a single way to do it. Some people should go to college. Some people should not. Some people should go to trade school. Some people should not. Some people should try to build houses, and other people should work hard to make the money to buy those houses. And we all work together in this, and that's what I believe, unless I greatly appreciate that. Oh, here's one thing he said. Too many children drop out of college because they have no discipline or direction. That part's true. Absolutely true, Les. And they could save and pay for their own college. I did that. I agree with that too, Les. I think that too many kids get too much handed to them too easily. I can't disagree with that. How could I? Because you nailed it. Les, thank you for the line. And by the way, if you ever want to send me a note for us to discuss here on the air, SteveGruber.com, the place to do that. SteveGruber.com. Drop me a line. And good chance I'll talk about it here on the air. I try to read as many of the letters as possible that I get. This one happens. Usually I let them stack up for a while, but this one was timely, and so I want to take Les's note this morning. If you're looking for a way to deal with the IRS or the state of Michigan and you're confused about your taxes, go to my friend Chris McClatcher at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He has 25 years of experience. He lives and works right here in Michigan. He's not some nebulous guy out there in California, New York, or Texas, or Florida. No, he's right here. He's a Michigan guy, and he's looking out for Michigan people. So if you've got questions about, and he works statewide. Statewide, Fresh Start Tax Solutions is your answer. If you've got problems with the IRS or the state of Michigan, or just don't know how to handle your taxes, go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner, and you'll get started today. All right, do it now. It's the Steve Gruber Show.